The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's going on, Fightful friends and fans? I'm Tempest, of course, representing Fightful, and I am very lucky to be joined today by Paul White.
There you go. You even said my name correctly. How about that?
Yeah.
Because some people say Paul Wright, and then you have to say, no, it's White. Oh, White. Yeah, that's right. A Wright? No, you just have to say. It's like the color my parents couldn't spell.
I've always wondered that a little bit.
Well, I made up all kinds of jokes about it because it's like, you know, over in the UK, they say, because of the Isle of Wight, I say, oh, yeah, 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 my ancestors owned it and raised the taxes and everybody kicked them off and they ran to America. Like, I don't think, you know, you just got to have fun with it, so.
Well, we are, of course, here for the All In Media Day, and right off the bat, I got to ask, because Lord knows you've been involved in many a WrestleMania, many a big stadium show, and I've always heard lots of different points of view from wrestlers talking about the crowd experience when it comes to such an event like that, whether it be sound traveling or whatnot. What has your preference been, whether it be wrestling in a smaller building or a larger, maybe open-air stadium? Like that?
I just prefer a crowd that's really into the show. I mean, I've had some matches in front of, you know, 8,000-10,000 people, a smaller crowd that was just unreal with the intensity and the environment. I've had some shows in 20,000 seat buildings that were unreal. I competed one time in France in a Coliseum that was outdoors, that was built in 300 AD, and it was so friggin' intense, it was unreal, just because the acoustics and in that old Coliseum, it was like standing in the ocean. You could feel the waves and the people got into it. Stadium shows, bigger shows like this, you have to, I think, do a combination of tunnel vision in the immediate, but keep your outside open and feel it. It's not something you're gonna see, because it's just a sea of people. It's really hard, you gotta stick within your first four or five rows of some of your interactions and keep your moves bigger so everyone can see them. But if you try to take in all of that, for me, I think it's just overload. It's more of a thing like if you, I guess, listen to a really good classical concert where you kind of close your eyes and feel it. You kind of have to do that with your brain a little bit and close it and just feel it. And if you feel the energy of that big stadium, it's unlike anything in the world. It's the bigger shows like this, your heart beats fast. Everything has such presence and impact when you're doing stuff in the ring. Because when you've got, you can feel the focused attention of 80,000 people when they're focused on you and you're an entertainer, you feel it. And you want to grasp onto that and run with it, if that makes sense. I know I got a little metaphysical with everything, but you do kind of have to grasp it and feel it and run with it, and you can steer it. And I think that's the fun part, especially in wrestling. You can steal that big energy around and play with it. It's an amazing experience. It's one thing I'm really happy for the AEW talent that's never had a chance to work in front of crowds like that. It's going to make them better. They're going to really understand what being a performer is about after working in front of a crowd of this capacity, because you really start to sink in and get it that you're doing what you meant to do.
And you've spent a lot of time since coming to AEW working on Dark Elevation, for example, as
right.
a commentator. And we've seen a lot of the people who have worked on Dark and Dark Elevation move up through the ranks.
Yeah.
Of course, the biggest one that people like to point to is a team like the Acclaimed that mm-hmm. started out on Dark.
And Max Caster!
And now they see themselves about to walk into Wembley Stadium. What does it mean for AEW, and what do you feel, having watched a lot more of the come-up of a lot of these young stars on these shows week to week, seeing where they've come to now and the experience they're about to get?
This is the good stuff, man, for me. I mean, for so many of my years of my career, when I came into the business, I was the youngest guy by 10 or 12 years when I first started. And, you know, I was 22, 23, and most of the guys were that were working and doing anything were mid-30s and early 40s. So I was really young. And then over the years, that has changed. And I've seen so many talents that are incredible, world-renowned stars, some of them retired Hall of Famers, that I remember when they started and how they came in and experienced that with them. It's a beautiful thing to see, you know, Max Caster, Anthony Bowens, on Elevation. They had so much energy, and and you kind of knew, like I knew watching those guys, those guys just keep plugging away. They get an opportunity, they're going to do something with it. And when you see that for talent, because this business is about opportunities and making the best of those opportunities, and sometimes you're not going to get an opportunity. You think, but every time you perform in front of the crowd, that's an opportunity. Sure, you know, they weren't on Dynamite, and we didn't have Rampage then, and it was just Dynamite and Elevation and AEW Dark. But they took every opportunity and made the most of it. And to see now that they're, I can't wait to hear what Max is going to rap.
Yeah.
I can't wait. You know, it's going to be, the place is going to go crazy. And then poor Anthony Bowens is probably going to explode because he gets so excited with the crowd. The more intense the crowd is, 80,000 people, he might explode into a cloud of dust, you know. So I'm excited for the talent, and they deserve it, and they put the work in, and for me, I'm just happy to be a part of this industry, be a part of AEW, and contribute however I can.
And obviously one of those ways that you can, and I imagine have been contributing, is in the advice department.
I try to. I think sometimes when the kids come over and talk to me, I think they're like, oh my God, I didn't know I was going to be here this long. I tend to over-explain things. But my advice is not about what moves to do. I'm not going to tell them what move to do. My thing that I try to preach upon is making a connection with the audience, telling a story in the ring, making what you do in the ring mean something. Don't do something just to do it. Make it lead to something. Make it count. If it doesn't count, then why in the hell are you doing it? And, you know, and I tease them all the time. They'll say, oh, what'd you think of my match? What'd you think of this? And I'll say, well, was the biggest reaction your match the finish? Win, lose. Mm-hmm. What was the biggest reaction? Oh, no, it was just one thing. And then you didn't do it right. Because if you do it right, the biggest reaction is the finish, because that's when the people are their loudest. That's when you've taken them on a journey through the entire match. And when that 1-2-3 happens, whether you're the bad guy getting pinned or the good guy winning, if they're not the loudest there, then somewhere you made a mistake.
So is that the sort of advice that you would give? I don't know how many chances you may have necessarily had to give this specific advice, but advice to other young giant wrestlers who have
giant wrestlers a little bit different. Giant wrestlers, my thing with them, because we're not five-star guys. We're not guys who are going to go out and have.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step by step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Outstanding matches. I don't think so. That's not what you see from Giants. Giants are spectacles. Giants are attractions. Giants should do things that people are in awe of. If you're a bad guy Giant or heel, you should try to tap into people's fears of, oh, what if I ran into that guy in a dark alley and he was that aggressive towards me? Or You want to instill a little bit of fear, you know. And if you're a face Giant, you want to try to make him feel like, oh, he'd be a fun guy to hang out with. But the main thing about being a Giant is just presence. Of course, like anything, everything you do should mean something and you shouldn't be in a hurry. And, you know, it's kind of the same thing. And sometimes when you get the right opponent as a Giant, and I tell them, some of the big guys that I've worked with all the time, one, you've got to be safe. Because if you're safe and a smaller guy trusts you, smaller guys will come up with crazier ideas than you ever will because they trust you. Mm. And then it's your job to make them earn it. If you go out and you do stuff and oversell and don't make them earn it, then they're not really David slaying Goliath. They're not chopping down that giant tree. Part of the drama that helps with fans is a smaller person that's aggressive, that stays after it, and then you pay it off. That's why Giant matches are different. That's why they don't have the... It's the same philosophy, but they're executed on a different level because you want to start tapping into, in my opinion, you want to start tapping into psychology that people understand. Everybody understands what it's like at some point to be bullied or to be intimidated or to be, it's part of our human evolution, famine, disease, war, all these things that we've had to overcome to survive. The elements, and it sets in when you have this big imposing figure that people have to overcome. It's a unique addition to the show. It's an attraction. It makes it fun, and that's our role. As far as you know, Giants at this stage of the game, running 3-year world championship reigns. I don't think we're there yet. I don't think so. I think. It's go out there, do your best you can to make the talent you're working with. So that's the role for Giants.
Well, you talked about being a heel Giant, and I think you probably have more experience than some with turns.
I've had more turns than NASCAR.
I was going to say, how many of your turns do you think you remember off the top of your head?
I don't. I remember some of the key ones.
Which might be some of your favorites?
Seems like every time we did a brand back in WWF, whenever we did a brand, yeah. I would tear my shirt off and I'd be on the other brand. That seemed like that turned into a rib.
ECW to...
Yeah, then Raw to SmackDown or SmackDown to Raw, all that crap. I think one of the better turns was the turn on Cena. That was a good one. Sometimes I would turn, and I remember being at the gorilla position, And my joke with Vince was, am I smiling or not? Because I didn't know, like, we were working so much, I didn't know, like, okay, what, am I smiling or not? He'd be like, smile, big smile. Okay, I'm a good guy. No smile. Okay, I'm a bad guy. Got it. And went accordingly. Because, I mean, sometimes, you know, it's, you just got to go with the flow and be versatile. And I you know, and it kept me employed for a long time because I was able to be the heel that an upcoming babyface had to beat to move on to the next level. And then, you know, when I was a babyface, I was the one that could help an upcoming heel get some heat. So for me, it kept me employed and kept me working, kept me in the game.
Did you ever have a preference in how you were presented like that? Whether it was big snarling, angry heel? Or
I think it's easier. I think it was easier to be. I think it was easier to be a heel. Because it's easier to tell that story from a psychological standpoint. I mean, people understand presence and size and all that. I think the baby face was a little bit hard sometimes because if you're selling and your opponent's not aggressive enough, they kind of go, come on, you big pussy, get up. You know what I mean? It's like, no, I'm trying to sell. He just really doesn't know what to do yet. So, but as a heel, I think it was easier because I had more control over the match on how things went. And the heel is very important in a match, especially in a giant match. The heel is very important for setting a lot of the tone and a lot of the pace and setting up the babyface. So I felt like I did a really good job of working with talent as a heel and setting them up. And then when they finally either picked me up or did whatever they did, it meant something.
Well, we've only got so much time left, and before we go, I just want to ask very quickly if you have any memories immediately off the top of your head that you'd like to share regarding Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hit with this question a lot today.
Yeah, so, I can imagine.
With Bray, it's his smile, his joy, his laugh. He always hugged me every time he saw me. I think he just liked hugging me because I was a giant, and that smile and that laugh, and sometimes things would happen on the road and I hadn't seen him in a couple of days and he would be so excited to tell me something, like he's almost hopping up and down, and just that beautiful positive energy that I'm gonna miss. You know, my heart, you know, hasn't set in yet. It really hasn't. I mean, we just found out, so I'm probably going to compartmentalize till I get home. I mean, I keep thinking about Bray and I think about his family, and I think about my friendship with him. I think about the fans who are deprived of an incredible talent. And just, it's, yeah, it sucks. I mean, I don't know how to explain it sucks, but it's, unfortunately, it's part of, it's part of getting older. I mean, from a personal selfish standpoint, it's part of getting older. The older you get, the more friends you lose.
You've heard me talk about a lot of things that NordVPN.com/Fightful has, and I'm about to tell you almost everything it has. Listen to your favorites abroad. If you're traveling and you want to watch, listen to your favorite shows, they got you covered. Fastest VPN in the world. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. So that way your IP address is changed. You can safely listen to podcasts, stream shows, simply browse in complete privacy. You can protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi no matter where it is. You can secure every device you own on every operating system you own. They also have the ability to get a NordPass password manager. Maybe it's a little more difficult for you to remember those passwords. They got you covered. They also got the file encryption tool. That way there's an extra layer of security between you and your content. Threat protection, you're safe from disruptions with their kill switch, 24/7 tech support, fastest VPN on the planet, reliable encryption, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You will end up saving money when you subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.